What is a badass? I'm not really sure, but assume it's someone who goes against the rules and triumphs as a result. Tom Lang in Melbourne is keen to tell a story about one such who went against one of the thickest rule books in the world, the Chinese bureaucracy in all its vastness, and made the world a better place. Tom Lang is at the ScienceWorks Planetarium, facing a crowd of his colleagues with his own badass confidence.
I want to talk about 2015 Nobel Prize winner and total science badass, Tu Youyou. Super cool science lady, and this is a really interesting story, which I wish I'd known earlier, and it led me down a lot of different Wikipedia holes. Because our story starts in 1967 in the Vietnam War. That's Wikipedia hole number one. It was North Vietnam plus every communist country in the world versus South Vietnam plus every country that hated communism for some reason. And it was a horrible time. People were dying for all sorts of reasons. But something that took an even greater toll on both sides than enemy combatants was malaria, a pretty nasty variant of chloroquine-resistant malaria, which your standard gin and tonics just do nothing against. So Ho Chi Minh got on the phone to Chinese Premier Zhou Enlai, telling him that they could use some help with this malaria thing. Zhou Enlai got on to Chairman Mao, and Chairman Mao, knowing that malaria was actually a pretty big problem in China in general at the time, decided that they would do something about it. So he started a secret military science research project called Project 523 to attempt to cure malaria once and for all. So that's pretty cool. Chairman Mao, famous patron of the sciences. If you're not sure why that was funny, this is taking place in the Chinese Cultural Revolution, which is a whole nother Wikipedia hole. That was a nasty time for academics and scientists especially. If you were an intellectual, free-thinking kind of person, you were liable to be persecuted, to be exiled to the countryside, at best. At worst, you could just disappear. Bad times. So when Chairman Mao says, "Hey scientists, I need 500 of you for a secret military research project," that is an offer you literally can't refuse. So they've got the best scientists, okay, and they've divided them into two groups. They've got the ones looking for modern synthetic compounds, which can do something about malaria. And then they have the ones looking at traditional Chinese herbal compounds. Which one do you think was successful? I want to know where your biases are at. Because the synthetic compounds between the USA and China, not collaboratively, very separately, around that time, they tested around 250,000 different compounds to try and find something that was effective against malaria. And they found some things that, you know, kind of worked. The Americans went with something called mefloquine, which is effective against malaria, but it has the side effects of insomnia, anxiety, nightmares, and psychotic episodes. To the degree that it has been cited in the defense of several murder trials. Yeah, nasty stuff, but stops malaria. So what are you going to do? Now, the Chinese side, Tu Youyou, we've come back to her, was hired to head up the team looking at traditional herbal medicines. She was taken from the Institute of Chinese Materia Medica of the Academy of Traditional Chinese Medicine. She headed up this team of really good chemists and pharmacologists, and they collected 2,000 ancient texts, recipes, folk remedies, and things like that. Now, they tested their way through about 200 different herbs before they came across something called Xinghao, which was good for intermittent fevers, which you'll recognize as malaria. It's intermittent fevers and then death. The death is not intermittent. That's a good start, okay? It's basically wormwood. It's like a daisy kind of roadside weed thing. But that's not very specific. They had to try a lot of different likely herbs before they found the specific one. Its scientific name is Artemisia annua. And they actually got some pretty good success here. They managed to take care of some malaria parasites a bit to the point where they trialed it a bit more, and then suddenly it kind of stopped working. And they couldn't figure out why. And so Tu Youyou went back to the texts. to the 1600-year-old traditional recipes that she'd found the information in. Now, 1600 years ago, science was not at its peak, to say the least. They didn't have proteins. They didn't know about germ theory. The inside of the body, who knew, honestly? You cut someone open, it's all red. Who knows? If you were a Western scientist, you could put it all down to humours and biles, and maybe you were said something to a witch once and now you're dying. If you're an Eastern doctor, maybe it was an imbalance in your energies. Your body has too much hot and not enough cold, or too much cold and not enough hot, or it's qi, or something like that. It sounds silly now, but these are ways that people were trying to explain the world. And they were not just making them up. They were carefully attributing different diseases based on their symptoms, trial and erroring a whole lot of stuff, and they were writing that shit down. So when you get your book, The Handbook of Prescriptions for Emergency Treatments to Keep Up One's Sleeve, and it says to soak your wormwood in 2 shengs of water, and they don't mention that the water is hot, they're probably saying that for a reason, okay? They knew their stuff. They tested it. Thank you, 4th century Chinese alchemist Ko Hong, because when Tu Youyo went back and checked what they were doing, they'd been boiling this stuff. It had been destroying the essential compounds. And so they did it with a process of cold ether extraction, and they got 100% malaria-killing power. Okay, they tried this on rats. They tried it on monkeys. Bam, malaria cured. And of course, the next step, because I already told you that she won the Nobel Prize, she tested it on herself, of course, because she's a badass. And it worked, and she didn't die, and it was great. And then they got a whole bunch of volunteers, and it again, 100% malaria-killing power. This continues to be, to this day, the best malaria treatment we have. Okay, it's so effective, in fact, that when they use it, they pair it up with a slightly less effective malaria treatment just to finish off any witnesses that might go and tell the rest of the malaria. So the results were published for the first time outside of China in 1979. In 1981, the UN and the WHO, in collaboration with China, brought, it's called artemisinin. They brought it to the rest of the world, where it saved millions and millions of lives and continues to do so. Now, the discovery was credited, due to the culture, to the team as a whole. And it wasn't until 2005 that a Western malaria research team actually followed the paper trail and tracked down Tu Youyo. In 2011, they gave her the Lasker Prize for Clinical Medicine. She was the first Chinese recipient of that. In 2015, they gave her the Nobel Prize in Medicine, which she was the first female Chinese person to ever win a Nobel Prize, and the first Chinese person to ever win a Nobel Prize in Medicine. And I think this is an interesting thing because it really points to some cultural differences. Because in China, when they were conducting these studies, the discovery was credited to the team as a whole. They were working collectively, basically anonymously. And a few people were actually a little bit put out that Tu Youyo had accepted the prize herself instead of being part of a team. Whereas, of course, in Western science, we have a very individual mindset. Everything is about some lone scientist, some super genius Nikola Tesla type. We want to know who picked that leaf, who got up in the middle of the night and went, of course, the cold ether extraction. Get me the president. Who is Benny Cumberbatch playing in the movie adaptation? That's what we want to know. And Tu actually said in her speech at the Nobel Prize, "We all believed in collectivism. All I wanted was to do good work at my job. Of course, I'd be nothing without my team. Foreign countries like the US care a lot about which individual should claim credit. Foreigners read the historical records and picked me. Chinese awards are always given to teams, but foreign awards are different. This honor belongs to me, my team, and the entire nation." You can kind of judge for yourself. Was she a lone individual hero like Batman? Was she part of an awesome team of heroes like the Avengers? Either way, I think we can all agree she was a badass. Her team were badasses, okay? They were working at an incredibly dangerous and difficult time. Her husband was actually exiled. Her daughter had to be raised in an orphanage for a while. Yet they got out of this despite risking their health, risking their lives with bad equipment, poor ventilation, not enough resources, too much work. They got out of this with one of the most important medical discoveries for a long time. Probably since, I don't know, the last big disease that got cured. Malaria is a pretty big one. They've saved millions and millions of lives, and every year they save probably almost millions more. Also, she's still working. She's like 86. She's still out there researching malaria and artemisinin. And it's an important lesson for people like me. I've had a tendency in my life to see science as an individual thing or a Western thing or a modern thing. And it's not so. People have always been doing science. And it's easy to dismiss things like crystals or herbs or acupuncture or Reiki or things like that. And a lot of it is garbage, but a lot of it is also based on fact. You have to take that sort of with a grain of salt. You don't want to go rubbing Himalayan candles on your diabetes or whatever. But there is a lot of human knowledge and a lot of human ingenuity which is out there, which can be paired up with some modern science understanding. I think you just have to think about where your values are at. If you're not open-minded enough, you could just die of chloroquine-resistant malaria, I suppose. And then where would we be, having our mefloquine with our nightmares? Terrible. That's the end of my talk. Thank you very much.
The audience seems convinced. They're at ScienceWorks in Melbourne with science communicator Tom Lang. Next week, one of our own scientific superstars, Professor Martin Green, who's held the world record for solar conversion efficiency for 30 years or more. I'm Robin Williams.